Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 88. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 64. Cloudy skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 82. Seasonal temps Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 80s. Storms both days. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 81 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas online voter registration system is back online after the Kansas Department of Revenue experienced a system-wide outage just before the deadline for residents to change their political party affiliation. The outage, which affected all KDOR systems and websites, knocked the voter registration portal offline because it's operated jointly by the Kansas Secretary of State and the Department of Revenue. Starting today, Hayes Water customers cannot use private wells to water lawns or plants between the hours of noon and 7 p.m. By restricting daytime outdoor water use, the watering of landscapes and gardens and unnecessary water loss due to wind and evaporation can be reduced, thus conserving the resource for more efficient use. This runs through September 30th. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Shawnee County authorities are investigating the cause of a warehouse fire in Topeka. Just after 7 a.m. on Saturday, first responders encountered heavy smoke and fire conditions throughout the entire structure. Due to the advanced fire conditions, the first arriving companies declared the incident a defensive fire and initiated exterior fire suppression operations. The warehouse was being used to store older vehicles and various miscellaneous items. There were no reported injuries. The Argentina national soccer team has made it to the heartland, bringing the world-renowned soccer stars to the Kansas City Metro for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Early yesterday morning, the official team Facebook page shared multiple photos of the players boarding a flight to Kansas City with the caption, "Kansas bound." Argentina will be training at Sporting Kansas City's Compass Minerals National Performance Center in Kansas City, Kansas. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you need reliable, expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC-certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems, from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska wrapped up last week officially joining other states, including Indiana and Louisiana, in challenging the decision from the Donald Trump administration and his Justice Department at the federal level to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug, claiming that the Department of Justice did not follow the standard rulemaking process to make the change. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports it's an ongoing battle in the state of Nebraska after voters in the state ended up voting for medical marijuana. However, has yet to be implemented due to what many say are bureaucratic delays. According to the organization Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana, they have responded to the statement saying that Nebraskans, quote, voted for medical cannabis, and the attorney general needs to stop treating the will of the people like something that they can litigate away. Hilgers is getting pushback with a challenge in November for the attorney general seat from Jocelyn Brasher, who has been supportive of the marijuana movement and does not support the litigation against the Trump administration.
Hey guys, James Guerin here. It's that season again. Summertime is the time to keep your crop growing strong. What can you do to help the process? Stay tuned right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we keep you updated on the crop progress all throughout the season. From the latest weather updates to quality updates across the Mid-America region and even the latest technology to help you on the farm, let the Mid-America Ag Network be your guide to a successful crop this year. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED. Seed tip.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A four-year contract agreement with Gage County and the Fraternal Order of Police representing sheriff's officers has been negotiated, with conversations ranging over the past 2 years. Retroactive to 2024, the agreement covers deputies, sergeants, and correction officers and was approved unanimously. Marysville Public Library will be holding Next Level Journaling this summer, a program designed for adults to come and learn and practice a journaling technique and socialize. Meeting each Monday in June and July, 5:30 till 6:30 p.m. It's free. Folks can come to all or pick to choose evenings to attend. First 20 participants receive a free starter journal. No registration required. For details, contact Lisa Dierking at the Marysville Public Library, 562-2491. The Summer Library Program for 3 to 5 year olds begins Tuesday, June 2nd at 10:30, continuing each week on Tuesdays through June. Summer Library Program for babies through 34 months, Thursday begins at 10:30, continuing weekly on Thursdays through June. Again, for more information, contact Marysville Public Library. NECAP will host an agency-wide community needs assessment in Marysville Tuesday, June 2nd, from 1 to 3 p.m. Attend in person or on Zoom, as the discussion will include the needs, barriers, and successes for families and individuals in Marshall County who are living with limited resources. Local stakeholders, service providers, and community members are welcome, as well as program participants and those with lived experience, welcome and encouraged to attend Tuesday afternoon, 1 to 3 at the Lincoln Center, 405 North 4th in Marysville, or on Zoom. Information available through the Pony Express Partnership for Children, as well as NECAP Community Action Program. Our public affairs program this past weekend was a preview of Big Blue River Days coming up this next weekend in Marysville. If you missed the conversation, it's available as a podcast download at our website, kndyradio.com. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available Monday through Friday at our website and our social media. Norman Pete Williams, age 88, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Pete Williams. Dwayne L. Enan, age 93, of Marysville, passed away May 24th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dwayne Enan. A celebration of life service for Benjamin R. Ben Gakel, age 50, of Lynn, who died May 23rd, is planned Tuesday evening, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Brewery in Washington, with a graveside service Wednesday, 10:30, at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ben Gakel. Stanley N. Goss, age 73, passed away May 2nd, and a celebration of life service is planned Thursday, June 4th, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Cemetery, with the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Stanley Gose. John F. Davenport, age 83, of Washington, passed away May 24th, and a service to be held at a later date with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for John Davenport. Doris L. Ford, age 93, passed away May 27th. Private family graveside service will be held at the Haddam Cemetery with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Doris Ford. Geraldine L. Richardson, age 83, of Home, passed away May 21st. Arrangements through Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Geraldine Richardson. Maxine L. Holler, age 98, of Abilene, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Andrews Funeral Home in charge for Maxine Holler. Carol A. Howell, age 82, of Hanover, formerly of Kansas City, passed away May 19th. And a service is planned June 29th in Kansas City, with local arrangements from Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Carol Howell.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower 80s, then staying mostly cloudy over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s, then showers and thunderstorms are possible on Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms then continue into Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the lower 80s, and more rain may continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. Still some showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and showers and thunderstorms possible on a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still possible throughout the weekend, some rain on Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible on a Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 81. Record high on this date, 99. The average low, 57. The record low, 42. Sunset this evening, 8:49. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02.
What's the best way to solve a sunburn? Some time-tested remedies today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 1st, the 152nd day of the year. Actor Andy Griffith was born on this day in 1926, and it's statehood day in both Kentucky and Tennessee, the 15th and 16th states to join the Union. We've been looking into the Almanac archives for advice on soothing a sunburn. Here are some remedies that might come in handy this summer. As far back as 1898, we recommended bathing the affected area with buttermilk. It's still one of the most suggested natural treatments today, often with recommendations to mix with tomato juice. Grated potatoes may help. The starch is said to soothe and cool the burn. Some people swear by green tea in the bath, lavender oil, or apple cider vinegar. Just remember not to experiment on blistered or broken skin. See a doctor for severe burns. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the fall football schedule for college football is officially out for both the Kansas Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats. September 4th is the big day for the first kickoff of the season, as the Jayhawks are at home for game number one at David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium in Lawrence, taking on the LIU Sharks. That kickoff on September 4th at 7 p.m. It is a strong start to the season for the Jayhawks, as their first four games are at home, with game number two being on September 11th, taking on Missouri, followed by Arizona State and Middle Tennessee on October 3rd. Their first game on the road starts on October 10th for the season, taking on Utah, which was the final game of the previous season, where the number 15 Utah Utes ended up beating the Jayhawks 31-21. In Wildcat football, their first game of the regular season for 2026 is also at home on September 5th, that one taking on Nichols, followed by September 12th, where they take on Washington State at home, and Tulane on September 19th. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Spend an evening with the legendary John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino, Saturday, August 15th. John Anderson in an intimate acoustic show. Get tickets online at sevenclans.com or the casino box office. Don't miss John Anderson. Coming to First Council Casino in Newkirk.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
College baseball for the Wichita State Shockers is officially over after moving through the American Baseball Championship and losing in the final game of the season to East Carolina in a 3-13 loss. It was a big upset at the beginning of the American Baseball Championship, where they ended up beating number 6 with Florida Atlantic with a 3-2 victory, but went on throughout the championship series, going 3-2 overall. The Shockers wrapped up their college season for 2025 and 26 at a 31-29 overall record and 12-15 in conference play. Their home record for the season was at 20-13, with their on the road record at 8-14. On the college basketball side, the basketball tournament known as the TBT is getting geared up for July, as the Aftershocks, along with the teams from KU and K-State, are set to square off for the grand prize potential win of $2 million in the grand prize. All the games of the series are played at Koch Arena in the city of Wichita, scheduled for Monday, July 20th, with game two scheduled for Thursday, July 23rd. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Sheer Quality Furniture is rooting for the Beatrice Junior and Senior American Legion baseball teams. These athletes have the skills to field and hit the long ball. Good luck, teams. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Hamas Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Seneca Post 23 American Legion baseball team, and is rooting for the athletes to strike out their opponents and field the ball with precision. From Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
When neighbors come together, good things happen.
From cheering at local events to welcoming new businesses, Marysville shows the power of working as one. That's what One Marysville is all about, supporting our businesses, strengthening our community, and creating a place we're proud to call home. With events nearly every weekend, experiences you won't soon forget, and a community proud of its history, One Marysville is honored to be a part of Marysville's story. Find something new or see what others are saying about Marysville by visiting onemarysville.com. A town brimming with creativity, culture, and community, we're proud to call Marysville home.
Have you ever wondered what sets Sunflower Community Credit Union apart from the rest? It's the power of ownership. When you join Sunflower Community Credit Union, you're not just a customer. You're a member and an owner. Sunflower Community Credit Union is a member-owned, nonprofit financial institution that places our members' needs as our top priority. We're here to help you grow your savings, manage your finances, and achieve your dreams. Visit Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, where ownership matters.
Your cucumber plants start out great and suddenly wilt and seem to die overnight. The problem is bacterial wilt, but the real culprit is the yellow and green striped, banded, or spotted cucumber beetle. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These beetles stunt plant growth, reduce fruit set, scar the fruit, and transmit the deadly bacterial wilt disease. This disease causes plants to suddenly wilt, yellow, and die. Manage the cucumber beetles to reduce the risk of bacterial wilt. Nature helps with natural predators like the wolf spider and ground beetles. Further reduce the risk of damage by rotating your crops and mulching the soil. Cover the plants with row covers at planting to help plants thrive by keeping cucumber beetles and squash bugs off the plants. Remove the covers as soon as the plants start flowering so pollination can occur. Hand pick or vacuum the insects off the plants as soon as they're found. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's known as the cycling capital of America. Its location may surprise you, but when you learn the reason why this small rural town is known by that title, it makes a lot of sense. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is the place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Sparta, Wisconsin proclaims to be the cycling capital of America. That moniker dates to an event that took place here in the mid-1960s.
The Elroy Sparta Bike Trail was the first in the nation in the Rails to Trails program, where unused railroad lines were turned into bike trails.
Alyssa Young shares the story from the museum that honors cycling and much more. She says they concentrate on quality, not quantity, here in the collection.
Bicycles that represent different features or different companies, where they're made in the world.
They have quite a display, and there are some unique bikes here with interesting stories.
My favorite historical bike that we have is the folding World War II paratrooper bicycle. Paratroopers, when they were jumping out of the airplanes, they would have their parachutes on their back, their folded up bicycle on the front.
Alyssa says bikes were used extensively by both sides during World War II, and not just for paratroopers. Another bike here has a far different purpose.
The lawnmower bike is my favorite novelty bike. Someone took the front wheel off of a Huffy bicycle and put an old-fashioned lawnmower on the front so his wife could mow the lawn.
There are about 70 bikes on display at any one time, and the other part of this museum honors a hometown hero that made a far longer trip than you could make on a bicycle. His story, next time as we travel the countryside. In Sparta, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
juicy strawberries are ripening in the patch and ready to pick. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. To preserve their quality as long as you can, you have to handle them with care, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
I've been caught with red-stained fingers and strawberry juice on my face. I love going to U-Pick Strawberry Farms. I always bring too many home and have to find ways to keep them fresh a little longer. Karen Blakesley is a food scientist at Kansas State University. She says after you pick strawberries, sort through them and toss any that have mold. If you're going to eat the berries right away, remove the stems and quickly rinse them under cold water. Rub off any stubborn dirt and pat the berries dry on paper towels so they don't become waterlogged in order to prevent spoilage. Strawberries that will be used later should not be washed. The best place to put them is in the refrigerator.
Put them in a plastic bag or some kind of closed container. Actually, something that's got a little bit of breathing with it, that'll help. But you want to keep some humidity in there so they don't dry out. And then just put them in the fruit or vegetable drawer in your refrigerator, and that'll help keep them from getting dried out too.
Strawberries stored properly in the fridge might last a week, but Blakesley says it's best to use them within 2 or 3 days. Berries that are overripe or bruised won't last as long. Don't let strawberries sit on the kitchen counter for longer than a day or two because this will speed up spoilage. If you can't use them right away, pop them into the freezer.
Just wash them, take the stems off, lay them out on a cookie sheet in a single layer and freeze them like that. And then once they're froze, put them in a freezer package, like a freezer bag. And that way they won't get stuck together. You really don't have to put sugar on them. And that way you've got straight strawberries, and then you can do whatever you want to with them once you're ready to use them.
Find more tips for keeping strawberries fresh at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to walk through it alone. At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, you'll find a community that genuinely loves God, cares for one another, and welcomes you just as you are. Whether you've been in church your whole life or you're simply searching for hope, answers, or purpose, there's a place for you here. If you've been thinking about finding a church home, we invite you to experience the life-changing message of the Bible preached every Sunday morning. This is Pastor David Thompson, and I personally invite you to join us for worship at 10:45 this Sunday. Children are lovingly cared for through our nursery and children's ministries. Can't make it in person? Check us out anytime on Facebook. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that's alive.
Debt often feels like freedom up front, but it can limit freedom later. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Proverbs 22:7 says the borrower is slave to the lender. Scripture doesn't call debt sinful, but it does warn us that debt creates obligations that can weigh heavily on our lives.
Sometimes the greatest cost of debt isn't interest, it's availability. When every dollar is already committed, it becomes harder to respond when God prompts us to give, serve, or meet a need. God's desire isn't to burden you with guilt. It's to lead you into freedom. Freedom to give, freedom to serve, freedom to respond when He calls. So if debt is weighing you down, take a step in that direction today. Pay down what you can, live within your means, and trust God is your provider. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
A story about animal activists and mink farmers today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Folks at the recent Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit heard stories of mink farm incursions with very different outcomes. Chalice Hobbs, the executive director of the Fur Commission USA, says the first occurred in 2020 in Ohio.
In the middle of the night, a big group of activists entered the farm. They released over 40,000 animals, of which 90% died within 48 hours from thirst, starvation, and predation. There was so many carcasses on the road near this farm that the sheriff's department had to call the snow plows from the county to come in and scrape off the carcasses so cars could drive by.
Hobbs tells of a Pennsylvania farmer who lost thousands of mink in a 2023 attack. No one was caught, so he installed security cameras. A year later, says Hobbs, he gets a late night call from the security monitor.
So he calls the police. He runs out to the farm. And he sees a Subaru Crosstrek leaving his farm, and he tries to like block them in, and they smash into the farmer and then like flee the scene. Then the cops a few miles down the road actually pick up Subaru Crosstrek and find the two attackers.
The two were charged and a trial is pending. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years, working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. With summer wheat harvest just around the corner and even in some places have already started cutting, let's get an update from the fields from around the Central Plains. Market report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours. You can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com. We look to the wheat lanes where variety choice is a critical chess match for Southern Plains growers. Choose TAM 204 if you want an onless, beardless option built specifically for clean livestock grazing and silage flexibility. But if you're chasing maximum milling premiums and high protein cash grain, stick with TAM 114. I had the pleasure of sitting down with the Director of Producers for the Texas Wheat Commission, Bailey Sipes, and I asked her to differentiate the two different varieties.
So while the Texas Wheat Variety Survey can be useful when choosing a variety for next year, I wouldn't say that it's the end-all be-all. It can definitely indicate trends of what farmers are planting, but it's definitely not a major shakeup. TAM 204 has been popular, a popular beardless variety that has good resistance to wheat curl mite and all of the irises that come with that. And TAM 114 is for superior grain quality. So they're kind of used for different purposes. There's also been a lot of things happening this growing season that could impact how those varieties grew throughout the season, whether that be the disease and pest pressure, the drought. There's just so many external factors that influence varieties that it might not be the best year to compare those. But if you look back at previous variety trials, you can definitely compare the 204 and TAM 114, but they're typically just used for different end goals.
One of the takeaways for the Texas winter wheat run remains incredibly stark. With 65% of the state's crop officially rated poor to very poor, severe dryland abandonment is cementing a low yield, highly fractured harvest reality across the southern plains. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Whether grazing out droughty pasture or dry lotting, there are challenges this year. Tips to mitigate those challenges, that's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA, and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Turning livestock out for grazing this year has been an issue for some producers due to freezing temperatures and drought. Nebraska Extension educator Randy Sainer.
As we have drought, roots die because they can't just get enough moisture. And so in the spring of the year, we have to have some roots to bring it up, right? And so if you graze it off real short, real fast, it has to use those roots again to put up new shoots. And so you can really weaken the grass if you're not careful. So you want to give it time. We've been recommending to turn out in June, which is really, for a lot of people, they can't do that because they're out of hay. But if there's any way you can rotate or do a flash graze and bring them back in and put some nutrition in them and let that grass get back up, you're going to be way better off.
But the biggest challenge, he says, is the lack of hay.
People run out of hay and trying to find it. I mean, that's the challenge. A lot of our hay is coming out of South Dakota. They had a lot of rain. So there's quite a bit of hay in South Dakota. It's a ways to to bring it in. The other thing is people are using cornstalk bales and distillers, and that works pretty good. We're seeing quite a bit of dirt in some of the cornstalk bales. When you get a lot of dirt in there, that means that dirt weighs and it doesn't give you any benefit from a nutrition standpoint. And that can be a challenge, but there is still some cornstalks out there. And don't forget, as calves get bigger, they need feed too. So those are all issues if you're dry lotting.
He says the El Nino weather cycles should help going forward, as that usually means more moisture in the atmosphere, which means rain. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Still needing a bull? Lewin Burger has yearling bulls and year and a half suitable for cows, available for pickup or immediate delivery. These are dependable Simmental Angus cross with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and calving ease. Call Lewin Burger today, 785-268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Early weaning is an option that cattle producers might choose when it comes to putting together a drought management plan. K-State Extension beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner chats about what should be evaluated and prepared if producers decide to early wean.
What we do know is that we can actually wean a calf that's been raised, I'll call it a kind of a conventional environment. So we think about just native type grass setting, native grass pastures. That calf will actually have a functional rumen at approximately 45 days of age. So we can wean those calves relatively early if we have to. They certainly have all the capacity to be able to utilize dry feeds at that point. However, from an early weaning perspective, what we've seen with research is the optimum time to wean those calves is really 100 to 120 days of age.
He explains a crucial nutrition factor when it comes to early weaning calves.
One of the things with an early weaning program that I think goes hand in hand with, you know, a successful program is having a nutrition program and a plan for those calves that are going to be early weaned. And so nutrition is a big part of that. So as you kind of think about, you know, those calves that come in, a lot of times they're going to be somewhere between 300 and 400 pounds. Dry matter intake at that point on those early weaned calves is somewhere around 1% of body weight. And so if you've do the math on that, that's only about 3 to maybe 5 pounds of dry feed per day. So those calves don't actually eat a lot of feed. And so that creates one of the challenges for us, that whatever we do feed them has to be relatively nutrient dense because their requirements are relatively high.
The cows can also see benefits when choosing this management strategy.
Once we early wean that calf, we can actually reduce that cow's energy requirements by 25 to 30%. So the cow's energy requirements, because she's no longer lactating, reduces those and reduces her nutrient demands, which allows her to increase her body condition score on those limited resources. In addition to that, by removing that calf, we can actually get a few more additional grazing days back on the cow. So we're essentially the forage that the calf was consuming, that can now be consumed by the cow. And so for every 4 days that we wean that calf, that we do not have a calf aside, we actually get one grazing day worth of forage back on the cow. So if we think about drought as being really a game of days and how long we can stay on a given unit of pasture, we can certainly increase the number of days that we can maintain those cows on that grass.
That was K-State Extension beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner with how early weaning calves can impact the cows and calves. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Monday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have red numbers all across the board over here, and they have not budged into the green at all at any point throughout the day. For the seeds market, we remain mixed to mostly higher across the board. And for the livestock, the cattle continue to be deep into the green, and the hogs, they are leaning mostly in the red. In the corn market, July corn down 5.5 at 4.41 1/4, and September down 5 3/4 at 4.50 even. Kansas City wheat for July down 4 cents at 6.45 3/4. 3/4 in September, down 4 1/4 at 657 3/4. In the oats market, July oats down 8.5 at 350 1/4 in September, down 6 cents at 365 even. In the bean market, July beans down 8 cents at 1178 1/2 in August, down 7 1/4 at 1183 even. Soybean meal for July down 4 cents at 325.70 in August, down 2.90 at 321.20. Soybean oil for July up $1.12 at 78.84 in August, up $1.23 at 77.32. In the canola market, July canola up $14.40 at 775.20 in November, up $12.40 at 785.10. In the cotton market, July cotton up 66 cents at 76.81 and December up 74 cents at 80.34. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for June up 31 cents at 99.17 and September up 36 cents at 98.94. The euro for June is slightly lower to $1.16 and September slightly down as well at $1.16. And the Japanese yen for June slightly lower at 62 cents and September slightly down at 63 cents. Taking a look at our afternoon stock market numbers, in the S&P 500 rises to start June, but it's all tech as oil spike hits rest of the market. With the Dow Jones down 150 points at 50,881, the S&P 500 up 12 points at 7,592, and the NASDAQ up 109 points at 27,082. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their health care providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at Wheelchairs for Warriors.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A statement from Iran that Tehran is again closing the Strait of Hormuz to ship traffic sent oil prices soaring this morning. Benchmark Brent crude was up by nearly 8% at around $94 a barrel. Reaction from Wall Street. The Dow Jones headed into the midday lower by 92 points and back below 51,000. The high water market set going into the weekend. The NASDAQ composite was higher by 0.3% this morning. The Standard & Poor's 500 had gained a fraction. NVIDIA has unveiled what it's calling an RTX Spark Superchip for Windows laptops, calling it the most efficient PC chip ever built. NVIDIA will now enter an arena long dominated by Intel and AMD. Tomatoes are the latest grocery item taking a bite out of budgets, with prices up about 40% from a year ago. That's according to the latest Consumer Price Index. Experts blame extreme weather and U.S. trade policy. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
When you support local, everyone wins. Your dollars stay right here in the community, supporting our schools, creating jobs, and growing the economy. When you visit Marysville, there's friendly, personalized service and unique products you won't find anywhere else. While you're in town, stop by and visit these wonderful, locally owned Marysville businesses.
Blue River Eye Care is here for your busy schedule. Now open until 7 p.m. every Monday, so you can stop in after work for glasses, adjustments, or an eye exam. Join us for our Under the Sea Kids Day on June 29th from 3 to 7 p.m. Eye exams are free for kids ages 0 to 5 and just $50 for ages 6 to 10. Bring the family for snacks, prizes, and ocean-themed fun. Call today to reserve your appointment at Blue River Eye Care, where the difference is clear.
Before the sun's up and long before life gets busy, Temps Disposal is always on the road. From farmhouse to back roads, Temps offers reliable rural trash pickup to Marshall, Washington, and Gage County. With weekly routes to construction-size cleanup, call Temps Disposal at 562-5360. Outside of town to off the beaten path, Temps delivers dependable service down every road.
Start your morning right with Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville, with fresh, made daily donuts and pastries that are short to satisfy your sweet tooth, paired perfectly with a hot cup of freshly brewed coffee. Open Tuesday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 to noon. Whether you're grabbing a quick breakfast or treating yourself, you'll taste the homemade difference every time. Stop by Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville today.
Supporting local does more than just check items off your list. It directly strengthens your community in ways big box or online shopping often doesn't. Thank you for keeping it local all year long. This message brought to you by One Marysville and KNDY.